veggie burgers, methane gas, public opinion, and the beef industry. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 25th day of November. Thanks for being here, everybody. The markets shot up today on word that China is going to play fair. The trucking industry and Cummins Diesel. In acquisition news, Schwab is buying TD Ameritrade, and the parent company of Louis Vuitton is buying Tiffany. It is coming, a glut of homes for sale, currently owned by baby boomers. And today, Lauren Campbell from the studio is in our small business spotlight, and then Laura Kennard with business events in the Des Moines Metro. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. Here's a programming note for you. We are not going to be in on Thursday. Why? Well, the markets are closed, and yes, it is Thanksgiving Day. We hope that you have a marvelous day with your family and your friends. You know, for more than a decade, there's been a call for people to eat less beef. Some of it has been health-related, but other calls to cut back have had to do with greenhouse gases and beef production. Well, now the beef industry, in the face of competition from veggie burgers, well, they're making some pretty bold promises. Bloomberg is reporting that Tyson Foods and Cargill are promising ambitious reductions in emissions, including in supply chains. Chief sustainability officers are popping up all over meat C-suites, and social media ads are touting beef's misunderstood health benefits. But back to the climate. By some measure, agriculture accounts for more global greenhouse gas emissions than transport, thanks in part to livestock production. Meanwhile, plant alternatives have captured the imagination of more Americans who now call themselves flexitarians, people who regularly substitute other foods for meat. Companies like Beyond Meat, which saw its shares more than triple since its initial public offering, are riding the anti-meat wave, extolling the virtues of vegan products that are showing up now on menus of nationwide chains, including TGI Fridays. All that has beef paying attention. What should you be looking for? Well, new rollouts of why beef is good. Watch for it. Well, it's also been a tough year on the trucking industry. Thousands of truck drivers and others in the industry have lost their jobs this year. All of that according to ACT Research. Trucking has been in a recession since the first half of 2019. In the first half of this year, about 640 trucking companies went bankrupt, and that's more than triple the amount of bankruptcies from the same period last year. On the other hand, it was a super hot year in 2018 for the trucking industry, with rates and new truck orders hitting unprecedented numbers. But that fervor of buying all kinds of new stuff, well, that likely heralded the downturn this year. What are we getting at? Well, today we learned that Cummins Diesel will be laying off as many as 2,000 workers, and that layoff will be complete by the first quarter of next year. It's not clear what factories will be impacted. Today we learned that discount brokerage Charles Schwab will purchase TD Ameritrade in an all-stock deal valued at $26 billion. The deal is expected to close in the second half of next year. TD Ameritrade says it's suspending a search for a new CEO. That's probably wise, right? The integration of the two brokers is likely to take between 18 and 36 months after the deal closes. The corporate headquarters of the combined company will move to Schwab's new campus in Westlake, Texas. Companies, including Schwab, have been involved in an ongoing war over fees. Last month, Schwab dropped commissions to trade U.S. stocks and exchange traded funds. Well, as long as we're talking about acquisitions, today we learned that the parent company of Louis Vuitton is buying U.S. jeweler Tiffany for a reported $16.2 billion. The company buying Tiffany is LVMH, which also owns Christian Dior, among others, and is run by the richest man in France. His name is Bernard Henrault. The company said that they expect the deal to close mid-year of next year. Tiffany, founded in New York City back in 1837 and known for its signature robin's egg blue packaging, is one of the best-known names in the sector, but the company has struggled to win over younger shoppers in recent years. It also now has to contend with shifting spending patterns as Chinese shoppers retreat from the United States and spend more money at home. Well, time marches on, and with that march comes a glut of homes that will go on the market. Why? Baby boomers will be selling millions of homes. One estimate is that by 2037, roughly 21 million homes will be vacated by seniors. Now, that's more than twice the number of new properties built during a 10-year period that spanned the latest housing bubble. The problem is that many of these homes are in places where younger people don't want to live, like the thousands of houses in retirement communities in the Southwest. But having lots of housing stock on the market should be a good thing for home buyers, right? Well, sort of. The buyers coming behind the baby boomers, the Gen Xers, are smaller and more financially precarious generation with different preferences, posing a new kind of test for the housing market. Gen Xers and the younger millennials have shown thus far they would rather be in cities or suburbs in major metropolitan areas that offer strong Wi-Fi and plenty of shops and restaurants within walking distance, like the Frisco suburbs of Dallas or the Capitol Hill neighborhood of Seattle, not in some planned community. So stay tuned on that one. Well, Wall Street had a good day today as stocks on the big board rose, and it's all due to the hope that China and the United States will wrangle out some kind of a Phase 1 deal. Tech stocks soared today with NVIDIA, Apple, and Amazon rolling up some big numbers. Also, bellwether global stocks like Caterpillar were up on the news that China was going to honor U.S. demands about intellectual property rights. China will raise penalties for violating intellectual property rights according to the guidelines published by the Chinese government just yesterday. Meanwhile, pro-democracy candidates in Hong Kong romped to a symbolic majority in district council elections over the weekend. Residents there turned out en masse to vote after 6 months of anti-government protests. One of the estimates we saw suggested that over 63% of the voters voted in Hong Kong. Hey, coming up next, two hyper-local conversations. First up, Lauren Campbell chats it up with me about a unique space called The Studio that you can rent, and it's full of amenities. She's having a Small Business Week special, and we'll tell you what it's all about. And then Laura Kennard joins me to talk about business events happening in the metro this week, even though we've got a holiday on Thursday. Stay with us. There's more to come.